You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A neighborhood summit for Eau Claire residents looking to get more involved in their communities will be held at the L.E. Phillips Senior Center on Saturday. The summit will run from 1 to 3 in the afternoon and is being hosted by the Eau Claire Invest Health team. Residents will have a chance to meet with city officials and other community leaders to learn how to do things like analyze census data to apply for grant funding. City officials say they want to work with neighborhood associations more often to pursue projects with a neighborhood-level focus. Two teenagers were injured in a single-vehicle crash in Pierce County this week. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Monday at around 8 p.m. on 410th Avenue in the town of Ellsworth. Authorities say the 17-year-old driver appeared to have lost control of the truck, driving off the roadway and entering a ditch before striking a tree. The driver was taken to Red Wing Mayo Hospital, and a 14-year-old passenger was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. A 15-year-old passenger was not hurt in the crash. Barron County public health officials are warning residents to check their cinnamon for brands that were found to have contained lead last year. According to a press release, officials are asking anyone who still has cinnamon that was purchased before last August to check if it appears on the FDA's Food Alert website or throw it out for safety. The full list of products can be found by searching cinnamon lead recall on the website. Barron County public health officials are reminding residents that lead is not safe at any level, especially for kids. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year. Democratic state lawmakers introduced right-to-repair legislation on Thursday. The legislation would require manufacturers to provide farmers with access to the documentation, parts, and tools needed to make their own repairs to equipment. It would not require the manufacturers to divulge trade secrets and protect them from liability for repairs conducted by farmers. The intent is to lower the cost of repairs for farmers, create more local jobs, and increase competition among service providers. Five other states have right-to-repair laws. The Stanley Police Department is reminding residents to lock their car doors and keep their valuables in their homes after some vehicle thefts this week. According to a social media post by the department, authorities received reports of items being taken from a car in a parking lot near East 4th Street and Emory Street, as well as from the Grant Street Apartments. Authorities are also reminding residents not to leave their keys in an unlocked car to prevent a more serious theft. Anybody with information about the thefts should contact the Stanley Police Department. Less than 2 weeks after opening them, Barron County officials say the snowmobile trails in the area will close on Sunday. According to county officials, the trails are expected to quickly deteriorate with warmer weather in the forecast this weekend. The trails officially opened on February 14th, and the 10 days of availability would be one of the shortest snowmobiling seasons in decades if lackluster snow conditions prevent their reopening. Due to basically non-existent snow conditions last year, the snowmobile trails in the county weren't opened at all. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than 5 chickens or quails, but could allow those local governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has banned transgender student athletes from competing in girls' sports. According to an announcement by WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser on Wednesday, the Board of Control voted to update its policy to ensure compliance with federal directives. Those federal directives come from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump earlier this month, essentially reverting Title IX requirements to what they were during his first administration. The new policy is effective immediately. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Clippers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending. He was flying around. He was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior. He's more seasoned. He's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flow, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flow is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon is announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April, and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. Beverly Hills Cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad way to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 8 above. And then warmer this weekend. Partly sunny with lower 30s for highs on Saturday. Flirting with 40 by Sunday. Right now, 0 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.